I am James David Manning, pastor of the Outlaw World Missionary Church in Harlem, New York, for the past 30 years. On the 18th of May, in the year of our Lord, 2010, at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, a jury of 12 American citizens handed down a verdict against Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. Michael Sovereign, and the trustees of Columbia University, finding them guilty of all 17 counts in the indictment. The indictment covered charges of sedition, conspiracy, mail and wire fraud, to name just a few. It is my intention, in not too many days from now, to present to the U.S. House of Representatives the finding of that trial, the evidence, and the verdict that is contained in this transcript you see before you at present. I want all Americans to know that the trial that was conducted and found the defendants guilty was conducted under the authority of the U.S. Constitution, that amendments number 9 and number 10 gave us an unabridged authority to conduct such a trial, and that the verdict that is found should be upheld by the American people. I wish to further state to the American people that the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution give all Americans the freedom of speech, along with several other freedoms as well, which should never, never be denied or abridged by any. The 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendment to the Constitution also protects the rights and gives rights to many American citizens who once and heretofore had been denied such rights to participate in the American political opportunities. Indeed, I wish to express to you that the trial that was had was protected by the U.S. Constitution and should be upheld and respected by all American citizens, as is all other activities under the First and other amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Indeed, it is the Constitution that Mr. Obama has violated so viciously. He has done so not casually, but knowingly and willingly has he violated our Constitution and has used many criminal acts over the past two decades to cover up his violation. Contained in the verdict, the transcript, and the evidence, Congress will find conclusive and irrefutable evidence that Mr. Obama did not attend Columbia University as he alleges. Indeed, Mr. Obama was at that time a CIA operative aiding the Mujahideens in Afghanistan as they fought off the Soviet invasion in the early 1980s. Mr. Obama has since used classified information about the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and Mr. Osama bin Laden to blackmail the American people and has extorted his way all the way to the office of president. This presentation to Congress will be for them to affirm our right as American citizens to hold such a trial and to thusly arrest Mr. Obama. Many people say that to do such would tear this nation apart. But let me say to you that the policies and actions of Mr. Obama at present are more detrimental to this nation than 1,000 riots in 1,000 cities for 1,000 days across this great land of ours. We need to to have this information brought before the American people through the auspices of the U.S. Congress. Personally, people ask me, why do I, as a black man, oppose Mr. Obama? Well, first of all, let me say this. I uphold and defend your right of freedom of speech and to vote for whatever person you believe to be the best choice to lead you in a political way. Likewise, I require you to give me the same defense and respect. But I'd like to take my statements just one step further that we might be clearer about what we can be clearer about. I do not vote skin color. And I believe that anyone who does is wholly on track to making a serious mistake in political leadership. This court has adjudged that Mr. Obama is a serial criminal, that he is indeed guilty. Further, I'd like to state personally that I'm a pastor and a soldier, an educator, and have been so for the past 30 years, counseling and educating thousands of people in the Harlem, New York area and across America. America has made some mistakes, which many Americans continue to raise as an issue against her. I know that. I know that she has. But even with her mistakes, she has tried to make amends through the laws that have been passed and upheld by the Constitution. America is not a perfect nation, long and far from being so. Were it true, I would not be speaking to you today, because in a perfect world or nation, criminals like Mr. Obama would not have been able to carve their way criminally into the White House. Let me remind all Americans, this is not about skin color. It's not about race. It's not about the Democrats or Republicans. It's not about liberals or conservatives. This is about our Constitution, our bedrock and foundation of American liberties and justice that Mr. Obama has willfully and knowingly trampled upon. And thusly, we should take every step and measure to correct this. I'm urging Congress to act upon the verdict of this trial without prejudice. To deny this verdict that was found in a legal court under the Constitution would be the same as denying us the right and freedom of speech. Let all Americans unite to uphold the Constitution and thusly uphold this verdict. I ask the U.S. Congress, upon the presentation and review of this transcript and verdict, to arrest Mr. Obama and do it now.
Outlaw. That's what God said. That's what God said. That's